We now welcome in Mike Osteen from Up in Pittsburgh. Your team is actually heading to the playoffs, Mike.
Yeah, they are, and kind of thanks to Jacksonville, in a way.
You are welcome.
Yeah, Jacksonville with the victory over the Colts. Apparently the Colts can't play in Jacksonville, and despite the recent history, I definitely didn't think it was going to happen. But yeah, Jacksonville's win, and then the randomness of an almost tie scenario in Sunday Night Football that almost booted the Steelers out, and Mike Tomlin claims that he went to bed and didn't know about it until the next morning. I don't know if I believe him, but I was up watching it and seeing how ridiculous that almost was. But yeah, thanks for the assist to Jacksonville to get the Steelers in, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. You're most welcome. It was a lot of fun here in Jacksonville. I have to say, it was really funny reading. I went back and read some of the playoff scenarios that people had written. It was like, well, obviously, Jacksonville's not going to beat the Colts. You know, like, this part of the scenario could never happen. So don't worry about this, everybody. And so, yeah, I can only imagine what the wheels were like for everybody once they got in motion of like, holy cow. And maybe some cuss words like, Jacksonville is actually going to beat Indianapolis and not just beat them, but like pretty much whip them.
Yeah, the game was in hand from the jump, more so than the Steelers game. I was sitting there thinking, this is just typical Steelers. This is the way the season's going to go. They're going to lose. After the Jaguars won, the Steelers are going to lose and still not get in. You can tell Trevor Lawrence, though, that current Steeler actually bought his jersey and is wearing it around and promised to do that if the Jaguars won. And I told him he should have actually purchased the Carson Wentz jersey because that seems to be the man responsible.
Mike, did the movement pick up? I had a couple people in my mentions, Steeler fans that were donating $16 to the Wolfson Children's Hospital here in Jacksonville, thanking Trevor Lawrence for beating the Colts. Had you heard about that? Do we have a follow-up?
I did hear about that. I don't know the exact figure right now, but yeah, I heard about that. They're also donating to charities for the Raiders and their kickers. So,
yeah,
Steelers fans, I can say this. You can say whatever you want about Steelers fans, and I get annoyed with them just as much as I'm sure you do at times, and I totally get why opposing fan bases would be annoyed with some Steelers fans. But they're really loyal if you help them out. So they're going to ride with Jacksonville probably until the next time they play each other based on that assist this season.
Well, Mike, I want to jump in over to a name that you mentioned a little bit ago, and that's Mike Tomlin. As a lot of teams, including the Jaguars right now, are searching for coaches, Tomlin has been just probably the thing I'm most jealous of that Pittsburgh has, because he hasn't had a season under 500 in 15 seasons since he's been there, and it's 10 postseason appearances, 2 Super Bowl appearances, a win. We can keep saying all of the numbers in the entire world about Tomlin. And this is despite a lot of drama. You can't say there hasn't been the locker room diva or sideline drama, whatever it may be, because Big Ben is an obvious one. But even Le'Veon and Juju and Antonio Brown and Claypool. But it never really seems to affect Tomlin. He kind of keeps rolling. So what stands out with Mike Tomlin to you that just makes him such a great coach?
I think, yeah, the even-keelness of Tomlin, and also that he has been willing to adjust and adapt over time, which I think is something that's almost a false narrative about him, that he's just this stubborn guy that's a player's coach and let the inmates run the asylum. He did maybe for a while kind of be too much of the player's friend, but you also have to understand when he was hired as Steelers head coach, he was the youngest coach in the league. It was a surprising hire. He was in the Tony Dungy tree in Tampa, so in Florida too, and nobody expected Tomlin to get that job. I don't think anyone in Pittsburgh had heard of Mike Tomlin prior to getting that job. So he had to learn as well. He was close to some of the players' ages for a large portion of the beginning of his career. And when you think about it, based on what we've later seen experiences with Antonio Brown with other teams, the joke is out there, and it's almost a semi-truth that Mike Tomlin might need a Nobel Peace Prize for dealing with the man for 9 years, and the drama didn't erupt until about year 7.5. So that's amazing in and of itself. He has his issues. I mean, there's some clock management. There's some game management. There's things you certainly can legitimately criticize Tomlin for, but he's been more willing to delegate duties. He's just somebody that really, he will tell it like it is. He does now much more seem to kind of have it's my way or the highway, and he kind of has a little bit of an old school mentality now, even though he's still young overall. He's been around, obviously, a long time. And just that consistency That's a phenomenal thing to have. And I will tell you this. Mike Tomlin can say what he wants and the Steelers can say what they want. They really care about that. The Steelers really care that they do not have losing seasons. For Ben and Tomlin to have those 18 years, Ben 18 years with the Steelers, never losing season, Tomlin his career, never losing season as Steelers head coach. They really, really care about that. And that is an amazing feather in the cap. And this year really might be one of Tomlin's better seasons as coach, with everything they've had to deal with everyone dealing with COVID, with all the injuries. Stephon Tuitt hasn't played all year. No one's really sure whether it's an injury or personal life that's kept him out this long. And just everything else that's gone on with an aging quarterback and the O-line, et cetera. So I think this is a feather in his cap, but it doesn't mean he's without criticism. But the funny thing is, Tomlin's kind of polarizing here, though, in Pittsburgh. I mean, every time something goes wrong, there are Steelers fans that want him fired. And then when it goes right, he'll get some credit, but not nearly enough. It is a weird perspective, I'm sure, for you guys in Jacksonville, yes, to have a coach that successful not fully be appreciated. But he's a Hall of Fame coach.
We will take him.
I was going to say,
any, get him off your shoulder.
Any chance he wants to start an early retirement program here in Jacksonville, we have 26 miles of beaches.
Right.
Do you think there's any interest? I hear it's like negative something there right now. It was 60 today, and I have a beanie on. So.
Okay. Oh, you have a beanie on, really? Is that just teasing me? Because you have the guy.
No, it is not, Mike. I promise it is not.
Okay. I have a beanie on if I'm going to go outside, but that's in order to be alive. it was in the teens.
Mine's a fashion statement, today, but hey, listen, you know.
I didn't know. It's not fun. I'd much rather be where you are as well. I'm kind of jealous too. Yeah, well, I don't know if you remember, but Tomlin, you're certainly welcome to ask him, but he may snap back at you because we
yes.
tried.
Oh, yes.
When that was brought up with the rumors for USC, another glorious place to be living. And he didn't really enjoy it so much. So he does kind of have a lifetime appointment as Steelers head coach. They're not going to fire him. They're not firing head coaches. But who knows? I wouldn't be shocked if at some point he does choose to be done or want another challenge, and maybe he will love to retire.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Keep planting those seeds. Stir that pot, Mike Osti.
Okay.
let's turn our attention to a guy whose name you mentioned in detailing Mike Tomlin's time in Pittsburgh, which is Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
What was the relationship like with the media and Antonio and everything that happened in Pittsburgh? What is your reaction to what we have seen over the past week and a half?
Well, I'm not surprised at all about the past week and a half, to be honest with you. And I know that it's semi-surprising just for the fact that he kind of did keep it under wraps for about a year. He did win a Super Bowl, did get a touchdown catch in the big game. So, yeah, maybe he was kind of cool and collected for some time for a few months, and maybe it was out of nowhere, but I'm not surprised. I've been covering the Steelers since 2017 or so, 2016 maybe. So I didn't get Brown and AB, now as he's now basically called, early in his career when he kind of, you even can look at pictures from back 2013, 2014. He looks totally different. He looks happy. He's smiling in every picture. He was in every commercial. He was very popular in Pittsburgh amongst fans, even amongst media then. He was just the king of all media. Everyone loved him. He was doing all the interviews, and he built his fame. But then, I don't know if it was when he finally got that mega deal, because unlike Le'Veon Bell, who had a drama as well, he wanted the mega deal. It was a business situation. Brown, AB, got it. And once he got it, it kind of unlocked this, I'm never happy, and just kind of tons of drama. And you know, I had some experiences with him. I never had anything be too crazy, but I did have an experience. I told Taylor this actually before the show, where we're all kind of waiting at Steelers training camp, and all of a sudden, you just hear a helicopter. It sounds like a helicopter, and it sounds very close to you, so I wasn't aware that we were about to film an action movie or something, but it wasn't that. It was Antonio Brown arriving to training camp. And then he gets out of the helicopter, stands there as we all scrum around him, and very seriously says, "I don't know why you guys are so obsessed with me. You're always so obsessed with me." It sounded like a Taylor Swift song or something.
It sounds like a certain former Jaguar that rolled up in a Brinks truck,
oh,
if
yeah.
you ask some of our
okay,
listeners.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
Vince Williams did that as well. But yeah, he Antonio Brown is obviously an egomaniac. And again, I'm not in any way going to make light of any mental health conversation, because I'm not going to in any way say that's not part of it. I know some point to the Vontaze Burfict hit of a few years ago. That's one of the most brutal hits that I've ever seen watching football. And it could have a factor of this. I'm sure there's CTE that's a factor here. I'm not a doctor, but I'm sure there's some mental health going on here. However, it's an unmanageable situation. I mean, if he couldn't handle himself with, let's face it, the greatest quarterback of all time, who gave him another opportunity, who let him live in his house, who basically was willing to work on eggshells for the man when he didn't really even need him last year, just pretty much do him a favor, got him a ring, and then all of a sudden throws him under the bus, throws Bruce Arians on the bus, throws everybody under the bus. It's just AB, and I've heard tons of really, really bad things that corroborate some things you guys can Google search that he's been accused of, and tons of other, I mean, he kind of was building his fame when I was covering him, and then, of course, the drama erupted, so it's worse now than it even was when he was on the Steelers, but there was a time where people were blaming Big Ben, were blaming the Steelers. It just, I mean, I think all of that should be gone now, and I think we also saw this past weekend, Tom Brady basically brushed off Bruce Arians to take him out of a game and said, no, I need one more play. I got to get my boy money. And he went out there, got Gronk the money. They had a game and a half. He would have got AB his money. If nothing else, not to hear about it. Like, he would have got it for him. And who knows what really happened? Who knows what's going on? Who knows? But AB does, in my estimation, need some help. And I don't know if he's ever going to be mature enough to realize that he's at fault for anything that's gone wrong in his life, or to, you know, to get it. He kind of had a winning scenario last year and then messed it up again. So I don't know what his future holds, but I'm not surprised about anything that's gone on with Antonio Brown over the years. And it's one experience for sure to cover the man. So, I mean, I'm never going to forget those stories. One last story I will say that I didn't tell Taylor. I did have a situation, and I believe this might have been after the Jaguars beat the Steelers in the Steelers' last home playoff game in 2017, and AB was taking an hour to change his clothes. And we're sitting there waiting to talk for him, and it just took forever, and all the recorders and videos were waiting for him to change his clothes. He never would. And once he got enough clothes on that he would be safe and say a video, I just stood there basically and was recording him as everyone kind of quit. And then he looked at me and said, you're going to turn this into AB won't talk to the media, right? And I didn't say anything, but yeah, 100%. That was what I was going to do because I had nothing else to do out of it. And then he all of a sudden started talking and everybody came back. But I'm not a therapist, so I guess I can't diagnose Antonio Brown. But he's a Hall of Fame talent, one of the greatest receivers of all time. I will say this to any of your listeners not aware of the beginning of his career, to be fair to him, somehow, he might have worked harder than any other Hall of Fame talent ever. I mean, the man was not built like T.O. or Randy Moss. Mm-hmm. He worked his butt off at the beginning of his career. I even saw a little bit of that. But that part of his legacy is pretty much not going to be remembered at all, and it's his own doing.
Well, Mike, real quick before we let you go, the Steelers are facing the Chiefs. You guys are 12.5 underdogs on the road. How are you guys going to defeat? And I really am rooting for you. I really am, because I want to see Pat Mahomes go down. How are you going to defeat Kansas City on the road?
I don't think there are. I don't see how the Steelers are going to win this game. Honestly, you could say that the recipe is to try to neutralize Kelce, neutralize Hill, and create a pass rush, which the Steelers can create that pass rush. So maybe they have that advantage, but they played earlier this year. Kelce missed the game. Hill had two catches, did nothing, and they just mollywopped the Steelers. So that recipe is gone. I don't think they're going to win. Maybe they could cover that spread. I think the Steelers' recipe is great at pass rush. T.J. Watt ties the record for a single season, but he's never had a playoff sack, so maybe his first would be nice. It's getting to Mahomes, creating a pass rush, and the Steelers' offense, they can't sweep through the first half like they normally do in games this year. So trying to pick that up early, maybe having Ben call some plays and kind of do some audibles with it potentially now being his last game if they don't win. I haven't seen it as much throughout the year, but did see it a little bit more in recent weeks. Who knows if that'll occur because of the Matt Canada situation, and if his future is in doubt or not may dictate that. But I think this is one of the worst matchups. There's a reason why the Raiders didn't just lay down and tie. And nobody wants to play the Chiefs now, as they're finally clicking and kind of getting back to who they were.
Well, it will be fun to watch Big Ben Roethlisberger one last time, if indeed the Chiefs beat the Steelers, yeah. And I'm with you, I think they will, to watch him and just see what he has left.
It'll be interesting for sure. I mean, that was an experience in Monday Night Football, his last home game. He kind of got a magic ride the last 2 years, or the last 2 weeks, with that win over Baltimore, too, where it all started. So, yeah, it'll be cool, and it is kind of cool for Steelers fans to have that distinction of he's the one Hall of Famer ever to have 18 years of one franchise. I mean, Marino with the Dolphins, Elway with the Broncos, they didn't do it for 18 years, even though they only played for one. So that's cool for Steelers fans. He's not Brady or Peyton Manning, but he definitely was a Hall of Famer. And who knows, if you can't get Tomlin, Big Ben has certainly left the door open with comments of points to likely still, assuming. I would imagine he's retiring from the NFL overall, and his Steelers time is certainly over, but hey, I know Trevor Lawrence is down there, but if Trevor Lawrence would get hurt mid-season and you wanted to have a 2.5-month ride with Big Ben, maybe he would like to retire in Florida. Who knows?
That was my next question. I was going to ask if he really is done. So, hey, there it is. Maybe
I think he really is done, but you never say never with Big Ben. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to feel forced out, which I think last year would have been the case. I think he really is done. I think he wants to play for only one franchise, but I'm never going to say never. He also has a little bit of ego in him as well. And it might depend on how this game goes. If you recall, the playoff game last year didn't go great for him. So if it's a similar game where it's all tons of turnovers by yards, I wouldn't be shocked. I think there's a better chance Big Ben plays next year, though, than AB. Let's put it that way.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, we'll take that. Yeah. We will take that. That's a good little nugget to end on right there. Saucy.
Yeah.
That's right. And Big Ben, for all I'm... all I can say, he can stay up in Pittsburgh. That's his home. He can stay
up there. You don't need him right now, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Well, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for all of your insight. Those Antonio Brown stories were really good, and we really appreciate it. And we'll certainly catch up with you in the future.
Holler at my homie, Jenna Harner, when you're at PXI next time.
Oh, I will. Okay. I sit near her in the press box for a lot of games. So, yeah, I'll let her know. Who was the one who said that?
Mia. Roll Bombers, okay. Baby. Roll Ithaca Bombers. Go ahead, Donna. We have a game here where whenever I reference my previous stops, Donna's got to take a drink of water. Yep. So
okay, all right, I'll definitely let her know. I appreciate the time.
All right,
guys.
Thanks, Mike. We really appreciate it. Bye. All right, that is Mike Osti. He is up in Pittsburgh with 93.7 The Fan. And